many blessings. So let's just start by tuning into what is one thing that you wish to manifest in your life? You want to feel different? You want to have certain things? Just think of one thing that would bring you joy. And how would it feel if you had attained that right now? Isn't it wonderful? Your wish fulfilled. It's such a simple thing to focus on what you want, right? And then to feel the energy, the feelings, to bring it into your being. So you're smiling, right? This is very potent magic. It's very simple. But the key thing here is to actually do it. And one of the things that makes manifestation a lot easier is actually using your pen. The pen is a magic wand. I'm sure you have watched or read some of the Harry Potter books, and if you haven't, you might want to check them out. They're very interesting. And Harry Potter, why is Harry Potter so popular, right? Why is it such a craze? People standing in line to get the books when they came out. Because it's about magic, right? And people want to feel that magic power, right? Because we are spiritual beings. We are actually magical beings. There's the muggles and the wizard folk. And muggles in Harry Potter are the non-magic people who don't have magic powers. And then the wizards, of course, wizards and witches, the magic beings, they have magic powers, right? Now, what's this got to do with us? We have magic powers, right? They're different from fiction, from these various books. But your pen is a magic wand. Words are magic. At the very end of the Harry Potter series, for anyone who has watched or seen, read the books, Harry dies, right? And he goes beyond and he meets Dumbledore, Professor Dumbledore. And Dumbledore says, in my humble opinion, words are our most inexhaustible form of magic. So when all is said and done, all this Harry Potter and all this charms and spells and all this fascinating stuff, words. Because you can imagine a castle, you can imagine infinite joy, right? You can imagine flying birds, you can imagine wealth and freedom. And a feeling of flying, right? Or you can imagine being depressed and confused and half dead, right? Words in our mind, words in our speaking, and words in our writing. And there's been studies about this, by the way, that when you write something with a pen on paper, it is somewhere around 20 times more powerful than typing it on your keypad or on a phone. The neural pathways in the brain, you use more connection, the connection between your hand and the words and your brain. Then when they put people under these scans and they see their brain, when you write with a pen or a pencil, you're connecting to a deeper part of your brain 20 times more than when you type it, right? Because you're using your physical hand in a real way, and you can see it, you can feel it. So this is why I recommend, when you do these practices, to actually get a pen and paper, get a journal. No doubt if you had a fountain pen with a little feather, right? A feather fountain pen. You dip it in, right, on a piece of parchment. It might be even better, right? But pen and paper will do for now. So what you can do, and this is really important, is to rewrite what you wish to manifest every day in the present tense. Now, a lot of people have heard about this, but they don't actually do it. Right? This is the biggest problem I find. I've been a spiritual teacher working on myself and helping other people for 25 years. Worked with thousands of people in our courses and trainings. And the biggest problem is people don't do, they don't do the stuff, right? They hear about it, they don't do it, right? Of course, some people do and they get great success. But a lot of people, they just know about it intellectually and it stays in their head. It needs to come down from our mind in our head and start off coming down into the page, and then it can go from there into our physical life. So what I recommend, if you can stop this audio in a moment, right, get a pen and paper, you can come back to it. If you can't, then don't worry about it, you can do it later. But I'm sitting here right now with my pen and paper, and let's just take a moment to write down in the present tense what you want. So for example, let's say you want to experience joy. So you'd write down, I am joyful. I am joyful, right? And you can say it as well. I am joyful. I have attained everything. Right? I am wealthy. Now, we're writing this down. And I actually bought a book recently about handwriting because my handwriting wasn't very good, frankly, because I was mostly typing stuff on computers, right, writing books and things. So I actually bought a course on handwriting because handwriting is a magical thing. It's a lost art. I think the book is called The Lost Art of Handwriting. Get it on Amazon. And I got loads of different types of pens, loads of different types of pads to see which paper's the best, which pen's the best. I have all these cool pens, fountain pens and different types. I'm left-handed, so it's even harder because they're not designed for writing for left-handed people. So this is, by the way, just like an aside here. Learn how to write better. Maybe your handwriting is great, in which case, good for you. But mine wasn't, right? So I've done practice. So what I've noticed is that if I write unconsciously, just scribbling stuff down, it's just a mess. So what I need to do is I need the right pen, right paper. It makes a big difference, by the way, having the right pen and paper. And then to write it very consciously and very slowly. Because if I write too quickly, it's scribbly. So take your time to write it properly. And as you write, feel the energy of that coming down from the spiritual realm in your consciousness down through your hand onto the page. So if you write, I am joyful, but you really feel it and you write it slowly and you write it in a joyful way, you have a like J with a nice sort of round edge to it, right? Some curvy little writings. Have fun with the writing. You can have little stars and sparkles and suns and things. So you can write it. You can have cursive. You can have special little characters. You can have exclamation marks. You can have smiling faces. Doesn't have to just be words. It can be pictures. But you know what you want and you write it down with consciousness, right? So you see it. This is coming from your mind onto the page. And remember, there's one thing is to do things automatically, just scribbling stuff down, like just for the sake of it. And the different thing to do it mindfully, consciously, with love, right? So if you write down, I am wealthy, and you write wealthy with flourish, right, with a certain charm to it, it's different than just scribbling it down or not even doing anything. By the way, scribbling it down is better than not scribbling it down, but if you've got a pen and paper in your hand, might as well do it properly because you'll get more benefit from it. So you can write down everything you want in your special book. I have a special journal, which you can get a link to in the description. The manifestation journal, Your Wish Fulfilled. And it's extremely potent. And if you do what I'm talking about and the other practices in that journal, you will find miracles and wonders happening in your life. Right, but the key thing is to really be conscious when you practice this. So you write it down with flourish, with a certain masterfulness. If you want to improve your handwriting, it's well worth doing, by the way. It's kind of therapeutic, upgrading your handwriting. There are handwriting therapists who can assess your handwriting and tell you what it tells you, what it means about your psychological state. So if you improve your handwriting, you're also upgrading other parts of your being as well, right? So this is a very wonderful lost art. If you look at old manuscripts, people had absolutely fantastic handwriting. You know, some of these monks and some of these, you know, people, even the US Constitution, if you look at the signatures, some fantastic signatures. So handwriting is a wonderful lost art we can develop that has a beneficial effect on us just in general. But our intention here is to very consciously rewrite that which we desire in the present tense, to feel it coming through on the page as if you're bringing magic down from another realm into the world. And then to imagine that it is already here. And you can even read it out loud as well. Speak it out loud. Incantations. So if you say, I am wonderfully well today. My life is getting better and better and better. Everything seems to be going well for me. There are strange and wondrous things happening for the highest good of all. I feel connected to the divine, connected to life, connected to the universe. Everything is fantastic, fantastic. Success is coming to me. If you write all these sorts of things down, you're going to feel fantastic and you say it out loud. So the more you do it, the more you do it from your heart, and remember, this needs to go from our head to our heart, right? We're using the whole body. You want to tingle all over. You have to waves of good feelings. You know, if you're not laughing and smiling about it, something's not quite right. But the more you do it, the more you'll get into the spirit of it, the more powerful it gets. So get some good pens, get some good paper, write down what you want with a certain charm about it. If you want to learn handwriting, get the handwriting books. It's actually a worthy cause, and it's actually fun to do. And then you write down what you want. You write down what you want to feel. You write down that which you are creating in the present tense. You feel it coming through. You can add pictures. You can add stars and images, you know. By the way, everyone's an artist. Everyone is an artist. Everyone is a good at handwriting. It's just a matter of a little bit of practice. So once you've got this wonderful thing on the page, it's like a little mini art project every day, then you can read it aloud and feel it. Feel it, it is done, it is done, it is done, with a big smile. Come into the vibration. And then you can get on with your day. Right? And then do it again the next day. Then it's really important to keep doing this, because the more you do it, the more it gets programmed into your subconscious. So this doesn't necessarily need to even take very long. You could spend 5 minutes doing this, but it's a worthy, wonderful use of 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, because you're reprogramming that into yourself. You're feeling higher vibrations. You're reminding yourself. And let's be honest, and I'm just being radically honest with you here, there are some days where I just forget to do this because I get caught up in something in the morning. Oh, I've got to do this thing. I've got to finish this thing. I'm going out. I'm taking care of this thing. And then I just don't do it. The days that I don't do this, I feel like my life is off track. Because instead of me living my own life consciously, instead of bringing down my highest intentions into the world, I am just reacting to life. So instead of being proactive, I'm being reactive and passive. And we can't manifest from a passive, reactive place. We need to be proactive. We need to be consciously choosing and creating that which we want ourselves. So it needs to come down. That's why writing it down every day. And I recommend doing it first thing in the morning. You know, if you have a meditation practice, yoga practice, you know, some exercise, prayers, whatever, do that first. And then once that's done, write down what you want. And then go about your day, right? So that you're coming from a place of power, a place of creation, rather than a place of reaction. So what you can do is you can get the journal, if you want the journal that I've created for this. It has certain prompts and things you can do, and it's designed for this purpose. If you have a journal you already like, by all means, use that. But either way, get a nice journal, get some good pens, right? If you already have good pens, great. If you don't, do some research. What are the best pens? Go on Google, what are the best pens for handwriting? And there's all these people, it's really quite funny. There are like people who are obsessed with pens, and they've done reviews on pens, and they got all the best pens, and you can buy them on Amazon, you can buy them in certain art shops and stuff like that. Get some good pens. I have like so many pens now. And, you know, some of these gel pens seem to be better than even fountain pens. But you figure out which ones you like. Get a bunch of them. Try them out. You can go to Staples and some of these stores and check it out. You want a pen that feels good, that looks good, that you like, that is smooth to write with. You might want to get different colored pens to make this a bit more of an art project. It's a really magical thing to do, and it will bring you into a higher state of being, into a higher state of success, where you are consciously creating that which you desire. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And if you enjoy these sessions and you haven't already, please go ahead and leave a review. It helps more people find this, and you can subscribe to it as well. And if anyone else would love to learn how to manifest and feel better, share it with them. There could just be one person who you could really help make their life more joyful. So enjoy this wonderful practice. See what happens if you do it for 21 days. I often mention 21 days because 21 days is not that long, but it's long enough for you to get in a new rhythm, a new habit, a new way of being. So you can get your journal and your wonderful pen or pens, and you can put it somewhere so that you can't forget it, right? This is another thing. When I don't do this myself, it's because I've put my stuff, you know, my journals and my pens, somewhere that's out of the way. So I need to pull it out and stick it like on the floor near my bed so I get up and I see it right there, or put it on a chair that I sit on or whatever it is, because then I'm actually going to naturally just pick it up and use it. Final tip I'll give you is to use notebooks or journals that you can rip the pages out if you want, or you don't even have to have perforated edges. I'm a bit neurotic about this, I have to admit. Sometimes I write things down and I don't like it afterwards, right? So I think, oh, I don't know, and then I don't want to use the journal because I said something that I didn't like, or I don't like the way it looked, you know, or the pen wasn't right. You know, I'm just telling you. So what I so I found that if there's stuff in there that I don't like, you can just rip it out. You can cut it out with like a knife, you know, like a little packaging knife that you use for breaking up boxes and stuff. Or you can get journals that you can rip the pages out. You don't have to do this. This is just one of my idiosyncrasies. I'm just being honest with you. Because if I don't like the page, I don't want to see it again, right? And I won't like the journal. So sometimes I rip things out. You might not have a problem with this. You might want to keep everything in there. I don't mind what you do, but I'm just telling you, if you have an issue with journals, it could be that there's something in there you don't like. Just rip the pages out or cut them out and carry on. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Every time you write it down, it's like a magic wand bringing it into life. Enjoy writing slowly and consciously. Enjoy the feeling of writing it down. And then you can speak it out loud with a beautiful big smile. And you will be living a conscious life of your own choosing, bringing forth that which you wish to be fulfilled into your life right now. It is done, it is done, it is done. Much love. Talk to you soon.